You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You're now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7th. The entire crew is here, starting off with my man, Jay Moore, down at the end of the table. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, you know, kicking but not high, flapping but can't fly.
A lot of game there. I like that. My man Longevity, how are you, sir?
Doing all right. Thank you very much.
New twist. Do you say thank you very much all the time?
Honestly, I don't know. I'm trying to focus, you know.
Okay.
I gotta click stuff today. So
yeah, I figure we're a little short. We're one man short today, so I respect it, as Birdman would say.
Yeah. But I do have this. I have a soundbite.
Great let's guy. Something real
Spools is here in spirit.
Yeah, shout Spools. Out to the homie Spools, man. We love you, man. My man DJ J Diff. What's happening, man?
Salutations.
Hey, word on the street is you and Red August have had a birthday since the last time we were on the show. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a strong possibility that happened.
Okay. Well, happy belated birthday, brother, if it happened.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Salute to the homie Red August. He's not, he has some grown folks business taking
great care guy.
Of, so salute to him. He's a great guy. Normally he does his thing on the production tip, so we'll see him next week. All right, man, let's go ahead and jump into the topic. And shout out to the chat as well. I see a couple of y'all in there. We appreciate y'all. So Mr. Stem Player is what I call him. He's been in the news a lot, low key. Dropped the album and
stem. Has he really been low key?
It's high key.
Yeah,
I stand corrected. It's
nothing
every day
about
it. I stand corrected. But I don't know if you guys saw the Easy video with the are they clay? Maybe clay characters.
Claymation
of Pete Davidson, and he's dragging him to like a grave, and he buries him. Kanye
great
has
guy.
Been getting some. He's been getting some flack about the imagery for this video, and Kanye said art is not a proxy for any ill or harm. As it relates to that Easy video, I saw it. We've already talked about the record, but I saw the video. What do you guys think about that? Because art has always been just a form of expression, and you know, people are entitled to do what they want to do from an art standpoint. But with that comes criticism. It's a public. Once you release it out to the public, people are going to react. Is this something where you guys feel like people are gassing this, or should it be taken serious? And I'm asking this based off their history, everything that's led up to this point with the divorce and how he's been wilding in the media. Is this being overblown and Kanye should just be able to do his art? How do y'all feel about that? J. Diff, I'll come to you first.
I mean, I'm a little indifferent on it, to be honest with you, because, for example, we just said it's claymation, right?
Right.
There was a TV show called Celebrity Deathmatch that literally used to kill every celebrity.
Good point.
And there was not a problem. Then, fast forward to now, amidst all the controversy, or might even be fake controversy. I mean, his ex-wife has a TV show, a reality show that she has to sell as well. So this all could be scripted.
True.
For all I care. But I'm kind of with him a little bit as far as it being not a proxy for any ill harm, because it seems like in today's society, everybody's sensitive about literally everything when it comes, especially when it comes to hip hop, as long as it serves them.
I agree.
So you don't care about when anybody's talking about killing people that look like Kanye. Like if it was a Kodak Black song or another song where somebody's talking about shooting people up and it's on the radio, that's not a problem. But if we're talking about a claymation character being buried and flowers growing out of his head, oh, now we got a problem. You can't do Pete like that. Oh my God. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's fair game.
No. I think there's just a different stigma around it when it's like two people like that specifically. Mm. You're like legitimately naming somebody, and it's visual. I think the visual part is different than just the music.
Well, a lot of people rappers talk about smoking on such and such that got killed.
And we see how that's worked out.
We see how it worked out,
bad.
But it's cool to the media because they're putting these songs on the radio and any other source that you can access it, and it's not a problem. That's my issue with it. It's like that stuff is cool. That's fine and dandy but you want to police this particular video. So more so because it's Kanye too.
I don't know. I see them as different. I think it's different types of pieces of art. One thing is like going out of your way to legitimately like make a claymation. And one, I don't care about this at all. I don't even have an issue with it. But I think it is different. Like
versus the rap lyrics?
Yeah, just straight lyrics. Then I think, you know, just like Trump or Snoop did it with, was it Snoop that did it with Trump?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, a while ago. I feel like that's different than just like straight lyrics, or when you add the visual element and you're like targeting somebody specifically like that, I feel like it's a little bit different. I personally don't have an issue with it, but I do feel like it's different.
I think what Terry is saying as it relates to the inconsistency, that's something that can be talked about.
Even with Killer Mike,
Ronald Reagan.
With the Ronald Reagan song. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there might have been a small little peep of something that went on in, but I mean, he was legit pissed off on that song
for sure,
yes. And it had a visual to go with it.
Yes,
yeah, but again, at the same time, we're talking about being mad at Trump and Ronald Reagan versus being mad at somebody who's
on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, who's with your ex and you're salty because he's not with you anymore. I don't know. I feel like it's different, but I get it. But I mean.
Could be, but I mean, at the same time, this is Kanye. If you've watched his documentary, he literally said after his first album, he was in character from now on. So some of it's probably fact and some of it's probably character.
I don't know.
I noticed that too. Good point. I've talked to you all about me finally watching it. And he did. I've never heard him say that or seen a video of him saying that.
And so. Even if he said, I wouldn't believe him because he doesn't. He changes his mind. He might 30 seconds anyway.
Right. That's true. Very good point. Jay Moore, what are your thoughts on Kanye?
That can't be the one thing. He's just consistent. But I get
what are your thoughts on the art, man? Pete Davidson and how Kanye how he's been received.
I just think it's lame. I think the whole thing is lame. You know, especially, you know, you have you know, these feelings towards this individual, but you out here dating, fam. You've been consistently embarrassing your family and your children.
Wow.
You know, but this seems to be Kanye is in a place, I think, mentally and creatively where he doesn't care about how things really affect other people. So we're going to see more stuff like this. You know, after watching, you know, the first part of the Kanye doc, you know, you see how Mos and Quali, how they really looked out for him and really showed him love.
Yeah.
And for him, and then like for him, when I watch back that part of Drink Champs, it just literally makes me sick.
Yeah, it's whack.
I agree with that 100%.
I think that, you know, I have that one little 3-second clip from a show maybe when Donda came out. It was like, well, Kanye's always been kind of a terrible person. And every week he does something to where I'm like, this is evergreen content. Just this 3 seconds. Because, you know, between sending a truck full of roses to his wife and, you know, and the Pete Davidson thing, I just think is corny. I'm not really worried for Pete Davidson's well-being. I just think it's corny, man.
That's a part of the narrative.
You know, it's like, you know, I think there's a way, you know, when you're going through things with your significant other or former significant other, like, you should move in such an emotional way. You know, like, there has to be a part of you that says, I have to own what's happening here. Like, this isn't anyone else's. Like, your woman got tired of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that she did something wrong or Pete did something wrong. Your woman got tired of you, fam. And like, you're taking that out on the rest of the world with all, like, you're making it seem like, you know, the parts of Donda 2 that I've listened to are some of it, the songs that are finished, I like those, but some of it is just unhinged. Mike, I can't believe my kids are wearing Nikes. Like, I was like, family, dog, do you realize people got real problems out here? $5 gas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
$7 gas.
And you out here talking about, like, if you really got an issue like that, you know, find some underprivileged kids and send them some of the moon boots that you got out here. You know, don't talk to me about your kids wearing Nikes and how that's emotionally hurting you. Like, it hurts me to see somebody I really liked, I didn't know him as a person, but at least as an artist, turned into such a cornball.
Here's my thing, though. I guess this will be devil's advocate somewhat. I don't have children, but I feel where he comes from when he speaks on not being able to see his children, and they play him about the birthday parties, and he's not being invited. He's not being, I guess, consulted would be a word about, you know, what North does as it relates to lipstick on TikTok and all that. As a father, from the outside looking at it, I'm looking at it from a standpoint where he could have those gripes because he still wants to be involved in his children's lives. So I'm not mad at that part. Now, the goofy stuff that you're talking about, the corny stuff, I agree with that, but I do think
it's
there's
public.
But see, is that what you're saying?
He
cares as much about his children. What's his antics? These are things that could be held against you in court. Like, that's where I'm also like, somebody needs to grab it. Somebody who really loves him needs to grab his phone and say, stop taking screen captures of the interactions you have.
He
with
said,
prove
it. That is him that's posting.
But what does he do? Right. My screen, he puts up the thing. My screen has not been, is me, you know. Like I said, he's moving in such a corny, childish, emotional matter that this is eventually going to hurt him in a way that I don't think he understands.
I don't want Lone to lose. You said it's public. I just heard you say it's public. You were talking about the things that he's doing. It's public. I was talking about the children.
Yeah, it's public. I mean, it's not like he's having a conversation. He's upset about this stuff on like a level, you know, like he's, I don't know. I just agree with Jay. I don't know what else to really say. Like, he's just super corny. Like, if you have these issues, I understand that he's lived in the spotlight for so long and all this stuff. Like, I get that aspect of it, but
yeah.
All this other stuff is just super extra.
Like, and he wants us to care so much. I got real problems, Kanye.
Yeah, I got real problems.
And I can't bring myself to care or advocate for you when you're moving in such a corny manner.
I'm not even saying that I'm thinking what he's doing is cool. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying if we're going to compare apples and apples, then we need to do that rather than let's poke at Kanye because he's Kanye and he's. He's an easy scapegoat right now because he's living reckless. So
let me ask you this though, Terry, is it to your point about the easy scapegoat, what happens when the scapegoat brings some of this attention onto himself?
I mean, it's not like people are throwing darts at him. Listen, his in-laws are all about attention. His wife literally got on from a sex tape.
True.
Kanye is the same way.
But he does. That's why he matches with that whole situation. So when they're talking about you're putting my business out in the street, you've been putting your business out in the street on Keeping Up with the Kardashians for the
past
15 years.
You got married on right. E-Network.
So, I'm really cool off that whole narrative as far as
that's fair.
He's the only one putting stuff out there because your whole family is eating off pretty much having cameras in your face forever. Right.
Okay,
that's fair. I'm not mad at that.
I mean, it's all cool.
He said it was hysterical that he was in the video. He's not even tripping.
No, because he knows that's going to eat Kanye West up.
He wants him to trip.
Pete just doesn't come across as a dude that cares.
No, I don't think he cares.
Yeah, because you know what? He's with Kim Kardashian right now.
I didn't even know Pete Davidson like that. So
I thought he was funny. Like he did a movie out last year. I thought it was pretty good with Bill Burr.
He had the King of Staten Island.
I thought that was a cool. I think he's funny on Saturday Night Live.
So. I saw him in one of the SNL skits with Chappelle. That was funny, but I didn't know too much about him.
Yeah, but you know much about a lot.
Yeah, that's right. So, but nah, man, you gotta call a spade a spade, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't have any advice for Kanye West. Just.
J. Diff is a resident Kanye fan.
No, he doesn't care. No, he wouldn't take advice from me even if he was sitting right there.
We talked about on the Genius.
He wouldn't take advice from himself.
We talked about on the Genius on the documentary how his
surroundings. I told you who I am.
His surroundings changed from episode 1 to 3.
Yeah.
The types of people that were around him did not mirror anything that were around him
after
in that
his
first
mama
episode.
Passed,
yes.
Me, honestly, I think he didn't grieve properly.
He never grieved
the passing of his mom. He just worked.
I agree.
And decided to come up with all these other ideas and was ranting and getting drunk and snatching people's spotlights and things like that. You know what I'm saying? He never really grieved properly.
I knew that had an impact on him, but I didn't know it was like that until it was illustrated for me in a documentary.
Yeah.
The polar opposite and how he changed. I had to see it, I guess, just to drive the point home, but completely different.
She literally was his moral compass. If you notice in that documentary, whenever he would kind of go left,
mm-hmm.
she would pull him back just by pretty much letting him know you're doing good. It's okay. Remember when this happened, Kanye? Like, you know what I'm saying? Kind of.
It's really the only time he just shut up.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say.
You know, and just like, shut up.
How many times do you see him just sitting there listening to someone?
He doesn't do that anymore.
Right. Yeah. And his mom had complete control.
You can catch it. You can catch him doing that. But you always can see like a look on his face like he's listening.
Waiting to respond.
Waiting to respond. But also like he's doing it out of like a courtesy. Like he's not actually listening.
Yeah.
But when his mom had the floor,
actually,
he was all...
he kind of seemed the same way when his mom was talking to, so I don't
but,
know.
But I feel like he was more attentive from what I
he
saw.
Probably he was.
You know what I mean?
Was. Yeah, I would say he was.
Documentary is dope, by the way, and shout out to his homie Cootie. I already got paid 30 mil, or him and his partner. So, tonight, what you say, J-Div, that's a nice long-term investment there?
Yes, sir. That's playing the long game.
I saw someone say on Twitter, it was like, look, I'm going to start videotaping my homies even if they are trash. Just in case.
Got everybody still on tape.
Think about this, man. Think about having footage of not more than a game when LeBron was, they did that movie when he was in high school, but think about having footage of LeBron.
Nobody cares about LeBron.
Let's do Kobe. Think about having footage of Kobe in Italy when he's playing and he's young and they move back to the States and then they go all the way up to him working out through Lower Merion and drafted. Could y'all imagine what that documentary would be if they had Kobe footage that far back?
Yeah, man. Just like Kanye's.
You think it'd be as good? Might be better.
Nah, it would definitely be just as good. I mean, you remember Come Bing. Fly With Me, Michael Jordan. Remember when that came out?
I do. On VHS.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that wasn't even as in depth.
Not like this.
Nah. But yeah. These new kids today, they gonna have that footage though.
Facts.
That's the thing. Everybody's got a camera now, mm-hmm. You know. So
stop hating on LeBron, Long.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Do better.
Do better, right? Let's go to the next topic. Have you guys been paying attention to the rift between Slaughterhouse? Anybody? Have you
A little bit.
So there was a live, Royce and Joe Budden went live and then Joel came in. And this discrepancy about a project that was on the table and Royce and Joe wanted more specifics before they would sign. So Joel and Crooked just pretty much got together and were like, you know what? We're not going to wait on this. We'll drop an EP with just us. And it's going to be called The Rise and Fall of Slaughterhouse.
Oh, wow.
They dropped this joint called Backstage, where they pretty much air out how it was being on Slaughterhouse. And
is the song out?
It's out. And they did not cut corners.
Oh, wow.
It was very vivid on what they said. And watching these guys argue, man, and, you know, some of the stuff that Joe said about the project, about how he's not going to support it. He doesn't care if it does well. And it sucks to see these guys arguing like this, but I don't know who's necessarily right or wrong, because I feel like Royce and Joe have a right to want to hold back on the business end to make sure everything is correct before they move forward, versus Joel and Crooked being like, you know what? Y'all said y'all didn't want to do it. We're just going to drop the album and y'all deal with it. And I hate to see groups of this magnitude just kind of break up, but
they haven't been a group for a while.
Been a while. True. That's fair. Joe retired, right? Quote unquote retired.
Joe, I thought was the piece that had fell out and made them pretty much split up anyway.
But the thing is, Joe, from what I understood, is Joe came to the table to at least see what was going on, to see what the offer was. And he didn't like the specifics, the ownership specifics and, you know, all the fine print.
Okay. And so at that point, Royce and him didn't want to do it. So Crooked and Joel said, we are going to do it. And they did it.
Crooked and Joel said, we're not going to take that offer. We're just going to do an EP without y'all and just pretty much.
And they're calling it Slaughterhouse.
We're going to call it Slaughterhouse. It's still under Slaughterhouse. And we're just going to air y'all out about all the stuff that's been going on.
I don't know. I kind of feel, I don't know details, but I don't think they should have went with the name Slaughterhouse if all four of them are together. I mean, they could have just did a one-off with those two and kind of went from there.
Yeah. I mean, like, for our listeners who aren't so versed in this lane of hip-hop, you know, imagine if when Bell Biv DeVoe came out, they just called themselves New Edition. And instead of calling their album Poison, they called it The Rise and Fall of New Edition.
Yeah.
Like, how foul would that be?
Bad. That's bad for business.
I think it's hilarious you said, for those that don't know Slaughterhouse, here's New Edition.
Hey, look, I got some, you know, I got some friends that listen to me like, I don't know what you're talking about. I just enjoy the podcast. Yeah. But, so some of our older, perhaps our female demographic.
Hey, y'all correct me in the chat if I misspoke on the title, but I believe that's what the title is going to be called. Go ahead, Jay Moore.
No, I mean, and this is a crazy thing about ownership, you know, because we've had these kind of conversations before. You know, if Joe and Royce, you know, they don't have paperwork,
yeah,
that says, hey, we are one, fourth or, a half of Slaughterhouse, and you can't proceed without us in this way, or at least, instead of calling it, Joel and
King Crooked.
King Crooked, then they really have, they can be mad, have the right to be mad, but honestly, on paper, you don't have the right to be mad,
But even if they call it Joel Ortiz and King Crooked, the idea and the concept is still there. We leaving y'all behind, and we're gonna go ahead and move forward. That part is not gonna change no matter what they call it, but it might sting more if it's called Slaughter. Slaughterhouse.
That's absolutely a kick in the face.
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
But it happens all. It's happened all the time. The people have moved on and maintained a name. It's happened in rock. It happens in R&B. It happens in pop.
Happens multiple times with Slum Village.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a good point.
Who has ownership to the name? Like, do they all have ownership to that name? Because if that's the case, then even though that Royce and Joe aren't on there, won't they get money from it?
No.
No.
If they have no ownership of the name,
what I'm saying.
Because they might have went in and said, okay, this name isn't registered.
Mm-hmm. Well, Royce
and the two of them decide to go register the name, and they can go ahead and just eat off being called Slaughterhouse.
Mm-hmm. Roy, it says Royce posted on his IG, says, you have 25% ownership as equity in the building. He starts, he's basically giving a scenario. So it sounds like they all have 25%. From what I'm seeing here.
I mean, ideally, you would think
it would be that way. So that's tough if they come out with just a project called Slaughter. Like Terry said, that's the ultimate slap in the face. Just two of them.
So what does Royce and Joe do now? Do they come out with their own Slaughterhouse?
No, Joe is retired, so he shouldn't care.
He shouldn't care.
Royce, I didn't know about Royce. Like, I mean, maybe Royce would have still been a part of it, but they've been pretty public. I mean, Joe being a podcaster and Royce...
Yeah,
talking on his Instagram. I feel like they've been fairly public about all this stuff already.
It got ugly with the conversation on live, though.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it got ugly. Towards the end, some of the stuff I won't say on here, but it got a little disrespectful from what I saw, but amongst them. And Joe basically was like, I'm bigger than all of this. I really don't need this. And then,
Slaughterhouse is the biggest rap group or rap anything that Joe did in his whole career, because his solo career, it was cool. The mixtape era, Joe was
fire
a little bit, but as far as being the most popular, I would go with Slaughterhouse.
I mean, that was part of the Interscope machine with Shady and whatnot.
I don't think they ever realized their potential.
No,
I agree with that.
They certainly did not.
I agree with that. And I don't know, man. It seems like Joe might have considered it, but the business wasn't right. But it also, from what Joel was saying, there's some misinformation that's going on, because he was adamant about them not liking the deal and how they spoke about it and stalling. And, Crooked said he flew to New York for a studio session, and Joe didn't even show up. And he called Joel and was like, yo, man, what time we meeting? He's like, I'm not going. Joe's not going. There was no communication. So he flew all the way out there for nothing. So it kind of shows you that it might have got a little rocky towards the end anyway. But if y'all listen to that single backstage, it's fire. But they talk about a lot of stuff. They talk about, well, just listen to it. I don't think you got, once y'all listen to it, I think you'll see, because they really went in on their whole
situation.
What
did they talk about? I mean, we are a talk show.
Behind the scenes stuff with the other guys. What?
Yes, it's called. So they talked about, and I'm going to paraphrase here, contracts, Joe taking pills backstage, women, groupies, not getting along, not getting along in the real world, but just getting along backstage. And that's what it's based off of. Like, we rock together and we cool backstage, we perform, but in real life, we're like really
Royce,
not that cool.
I feel like Royce has talked about that before.
Yeah.
So is Joe. He's been very transparent about
you but know, they
maybe it was Joe. Maybe it was one of the others. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so we're cool backstage and all this crazy stuff is going on, but in real life, we're really not together like that. And they illustrate that very well lyrically, I will say. Nice sample.
Not interested.
You sound like Lone.
I'll be honest.
Say that.
Like I'm such a fan of Joel Ortiz's last couple of solo albums. I'd rather focus on those instead.
He's so grown on the last couple too.
Whatever this is, it just doesn't interest me.
Yeah. I mean, to each his own. But I would run that single. Just, you know, if you just for someone that some people that are familiar with Slaughterhouse, I'd run that single just to
I've seen them live. They actually did a pretty good job live. Yeah.
I think Joel Ortiz is one of the most underrated rappers
in
the world. But
or my number one most underrated artist, Fonte.
Yep. Thank you for giving Fonte's flowers, because I have too many conversations with people who don't want to do that, and it bothers me. That guy's really good at rapping and music and singing stuff. And
for sure.
He has a catalog to back it up.
All right, we're going to run partners. Thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indie CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. And the best way to support the new old heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
Nice wavy long chord.
Yep, yep. Well,
we are back.
Those are my chords. Yes.
We bike, as Ply says.
Sounds like ghetto boys, Jake France.
No. All right, man. So apparently.
Oh, no, what's another one we did?
Rat Boy Ugly.
Rat Boy Ugly.
Hey, wasn't that Robert? Was that Robert Townsend?
That was Robert Townsend.
Yeah.
Great guy.
It's a terrible.
In the movie Rat Boy.
Yeah.
Terrible movie.
Just saying, if it was.
Pops was in that movie too.
If there was no Rat Boy, we'd have never got the Five Heartbeats.
What's the best movie Robert Townsend has been in, real quick?
The Five Heartbeats.
Thank you.
Definitely got to be that.
Thank you. Yeah. Meteor Man was.
But I have an appreciation for Meteor Man.
I definitely have an appreciation for everything Robert Townsend actually has done. If you want,
but Robert Townsend also directed Raw.
Hey,
oh,
that's solid.
Yeah. So,
Long, did you know that Robert Townsend directed Raw? Well.
I don't even know what Raw is.
You didn't even know he did directed Raw.
I'm just asking, Long. Though this ain't about me. I ain't know that.
Oh, so you're just trying to target me now?
That's not about targeting.
What's it about? Explain it.
I'm all equal opportunity. I'm not about.
Yeah, but explain it.
Huh?
Yeah.
So the next topic that we have, shout out to the chat.
Deflection.
You know,
great
Mike.
Guy.
Yeah.
All right, man. So we all familiar with the band. Jay Moore was being disrespectful to the album.
I was not. When was the last time he ran?
That's the single, too.
Last time he ran Tonight by the Band.
I listened to Bad Boy This, Bad Boy That.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you when was the last time you ran their second single, Tonight. Did you even know that was a second single?
I did, but I ain't ran it in a while.
All right.
Actually, but probably was before 05.
Might have been before that. But Freddie P from the band.
I don't think everybody knows about the band.
You don't think so?
Especially some people.
Well, you got to be a certain age group to.
Especially people that in our chat. I don't think the Gobernator knows about the band.
The Gobernator has no idea about the band.
In the early 2000s, P. Diddy hosted a show on MTV called Making the Band.
Talk to him.
And this particular season of Making the Band was Making the Rap Band, and they ended up going by just Da Band.
Yeah.
Which featured Freddie P., Chopper, Dylan.
Yeah, you can say, you can keep saying it, yeah.
Ness,
Bab,
Sarah.
Yeah.
Man. So...
That's the history in a nutshell.
Thank you.
But actually, that was the second incarnation of Making the Band, because originally it was Lou Pearlman, who died in prison for stealing. Who created O Town?
Yeah, okay. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, either way, the Gobernator was probably born in what? What's this? 2000? Probably born.
I don't think he was born.
Yeah,
when
he probably wasn't
born
yet.
Check out the Boy Band Con. Yeah, really good documentary.
But Freddie P had a very serious and somewhat disturbing video about post Bad Boy life. And he talked about you know, how he's felt like he's been blackballed and disrespected by Diddy. And this is beyond contracts. He's talked about, you know, him putting Diddy on to Khaled and Ross and only making $100,000, you know, repping Liberty City, and how he's had to grind and nobody wants to work with him because he was associated with Diddy. Now, we've always talked about sign your contract, read your contract, sign your contract.
Always.
We stress that here. We talk about that all the time. But this seems like it's going a little deeper with him into mental health. And he seemed like he really was going through something on this one. And I saw on the comments, I saw 50-50. I saw half Diddy has always done this. I can't believe that there are artists that are still telling this story. And then I saw get over it. You should have done better with what you got. So, Jay Moore, I'm going to come to you first. What are your thoughts on Freddie P, man, in this video? Because it was a serious video. This was not. I took this very seriously as I saw it. What do you think about what he's saying?
Look, you know, I never want to discount anyone who is dealing with any mental health issue.
Right.
You know, but I think, and this may be controversial, but I'm just going to let it fly. I think sometimes people use mental health as an excuse for poor behavior and just overall personal failure. Okay. Sometimes, you know, I guess I am a jerk here when saying these things, but I hadn't thought about Freddie P in 15 years since that show went off. Yeah. I remember his last scene on the show, like, you know, the people from Bad Boy were telling him, like, you know, where are you? Where, you know, and it could be clever editing, you know, for all I know. And he said, yeah, just tell him to drop me, dog. Like, he just didn't seem like this was the life he wanted. And, you know, everything that glitters isn't gold. Like, you know, a lot of times people think, oh, I'm going to be on TV and I'm going to have this and I'm going to be this guy. And it doesn't happen like that. And you realize this is actual work. And, you know, I'm not just going to be in the champagne in a limo with the champagne and all this other fly stuff. You know, that this being it's show business, you know, more emphasis on business, you know, and I realize that can be very discouraging for people. But somewhere along the way, you know, you can't blame, you know, you could have always you didn't have to keep being a rapper. You could have done something to maintain your life in these past 15, 16 years to where you're not crying on the internet about what Diddy did to you. Like
I didn't know who Freddie P was.
I said this.
And I knew of the band, I thought.
When people were trying to be critical, you know, it was like, oh, why isn't Diddy doing more for Black Rob, this, that, and the third? And, you know, and the thing is, Black Rob's people came out and said, no, it's not like that. But the thing is, his name is Puff Daddy, but he's not your daddy. You know, you are a grown man. You got
a bar right there.
If you got kids and you got a wife or an ex-wife or a baby mama.
He's Puff's daddy.
Yeah, it's not Puff Daddy's fault.
That's a bar right there.
You know, your situation is not the way it's supposed to be, because once you were dropped, Puff Daddy is no longer, it's not, or Diddy or Brother Love or whatever.
That's why he changed his name to Diddy, because he didn't want to be by his daddy.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
He tired of paying child support.
Yeah, exactly. Don't do that. He out here paying child support for grown men. But you look.
And that might be the bar of the first quarter, man.
You know, whenever I see these, you know, it's like, oh, the bad boy cursed this, that, and the third. It was like, I remember when 112 decided they wanted to leave. Okay. Once again, you were on your first contract. You got to leave. You know, you went from being a priority at Bad Boy. You always had platinum albums. Then you go over here to Universal Def Jam, and you got to understand, then you're in the black music division, and you're treated as such. And there's not somebody saying, why aren't my artists on MTV? Same thing with Faith Evans. She went to Capitol and was never Faith Evans.
Check this out. Here's my question. J. Div, I'm coming to you. Here's my question. Everything that Jay Moore just said, right, mm-hmm. as it relates to signing your contract, knowing what you get into, you can't blame everything on Diddy. Cool. As an artist, though, outside of the contract, should Diddy be held responsible for how he interacts with the artists beyond the contract? Because a lot of the stuff that he alluded to was not contract based. He's talking about looks. He's talking about connections. He's talking about you know, building, all those things, I, from what he's saying, were never presented to him, lobs, if we want to call them.
Yeah.
So well, it's almost like what is Diddy's responsibility?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, since he's the street guy, if he got $100,000 off that deal,
yeah,
he should have made it do cartwheels if he knew what he was doing out in them streets.
But that's
another story, not here nor there. But in the same token, I think the problem is he's taking it more personal because of the position that he was put in. I mean, he was on a TV show that aired, what, maybe 10 episodes, and then leading up into this album. The album may have went platinum. I don't know.
Probably gold.
But fast forward to now, he's saying that he introduced Diddy to Rick Ross and
Khaled.
And I mean, Diddy's more like a gatekeeper when it comes to at least hip hop music or whatnot. And he's feeling like he's gotten blackballed because he worked with Diddy previously, right, and nobody, wants to work with him. Now, mind you, I haven't heard any of his recent material. I don't know what nobody he sounds has. Like rapping or whatnot.
I did my research. He done dropped videos within the last couple years.
I'm sure he has. But I mean, that doesn't mean that he's the caliber of an artist that Rick Ross or, I mean, we already know who Cal is going to get. Cal is going to get whoever's hot right now. So
if
Freddie P decides to get hot on his own, Cal to be knocking on his door to come do a feature. But he's saying that he's being blackballed because all these people mess with Diddy,
right,
and they can't mess with him.
Right.
Now, I don't know the facts behind that. It could be his own head and paranoia telling him that people ain't messing with me because of Diddy. Or it could just be that you just may not have it anymore. Simple as that. But at the end of the day, you can't, if it wasn't in your contract, and you should have had lawyers look at that, if you only made $100,000,
yeah,
whenever that situation was going on, that's not Diddy's fault. If he writes up the contract and you agree to it, I mean, case is closed. I mean, Lox went through a similar thing, and he ended up just letting them free.
Yeah,
in order to sign.
I mean, they had to,
No, they still had to do something. Yeah, but
they did a lot.
Diddy was getting paid off them on the Interscope album.
But he was still able to, they were still able to get a better deal than what they had before, even with him getting some of it off the back end. But, I mean, you still have to know how to maneuver, even without Diddy, just like you were doing before you got with him. You know what I'm saying? You can't lose that hunger just because you're not on that label anymore.
You mentioned Diddy's responsibility outside of contractual.
Well, I was just trying to clarify what you were saying.
Yeah, that's where I was going. But what do you think? Just overall, just to kind of, I don't think you saw the video, just to be fair.
No, I.
But just based off what we've described.
I would say that, I don't know. I don't feel one way or the other about this, realistically, because I don't even know who Freddie P is.
Tell him how you feel. Tell him what it is, man.
I don't really care.
There you go.
I'm going to get you a Freddie P t-shirt.
I don't really care about this. But the one thing I will say, the consistency about it, is that Diddy is always being talked about in this light from everybody that's really ever worked with him.
Thank you.
True.
So there's probably some consistency there. So I'm guessing that there's some sort of weird truth behind Diddy's in the Illuminati stopping Freddie Shine. I don't know. It's just
Dick Gregory said where there's smoke, there's fire. He told me.
But and the thing is, I'm not really here to cape for Diddy, but like
you sound like it though.
But the thing is,
you sound like you wanted a hitman low key.
I know what it sounds like, but man, just because, I think people are like, oh man, I can't believe Diddy would do people like that. I was like, why do you expect Diddy to like give you a dollar a record non-recoupable when you couldn't get that anywhere else? Just because he's black, you expecting it to be a different type of situation where you're not getting, where he doesn't get any money for the investment he makes in his artist, and you're supposed to get all the money?
Yeah, you know maybe. Who you ain't never heard talk bad about Diddy?
Who?
Jodeci. Mary J. Blige.
That's a good point.
But you know what?
That's a good point.
And you know who they don't really talk about because he doesn't have anything bad? Loon. Loon was like, I don't know what these people are talking about. When I signed my paperwork, I made sure I got my publishing. I came home to money.
Yeah. What's Sean Paul say?
Mace don't even talk bad about Diddy.
Well, you know what? Because Mace, this is the thing. And like a lot of people say, oh, well, Mace had to go up there and pressure Puff Daddy to release him from all this. Mace got a $12 million advance from Bad Boy and then retired.
Tough.
And Puff didn't ask for the money.
Tough.
Hey, well.
Tough.
Here we have it.
I mean, Diddy is a capitalist.
Already.
He backed that paper.
You know, yeah. I mean,
that's what it is.
Openly,
he'll be the next billionaire in hip hop.
But this is the wild thing. Waiting. When you know, you talk about, you could go to Def Jam and be like, hey, what happened to these bills? Like, and Puff said, look, he said, you know, most people have about a 4 or 5 year run. And then when that's over, you know, there's everybody's not Mary J. Blige. Yeah. Everybody not is sure. not Nas or Jay-Z.
That's true.
In fact, basically nobody are these people. You know, everybody else, we talked about it before when we talked about superstars in hip hop, where you might have been in the front row at the award show 5 years ago. They won't even sell you a ticket to get in, you know, now. And it happens to 99% of the artists in the industry. Yeah. And like, a lot of you, this is the thing, everybody thinks they're special.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, I'm special.
Yeah, and when you and the hardest thing for a lot of artists to realize, especially on when they're on their way down from their apex or wherever they were in their career, is they realize, when they realize that they're not special and they're going to get treated, you know, you're not Michael Jackson, fam.
Yeah. Well,
it is what it
is. Biggie's estate ain't talking bad about Diddy either.
Well,
but you know, when it was time to go on tour, everybody hopped on the bus and went on tour.
They sure did and got them leather baseball jerseys on.
I bet if they tried to do a Bad Boy reunion, they'd be on. They'd be on tour again.
100%.
Wait, because they want what they're owed.
You talk to them, Lone.
You'll get some of this ticket money, and that'd be about it.
Smooth Hoosier says Baz Bunny was hard. Ness was hard. That's Brother to the Night.
I like Ness.
Mysterious was dope. Smooth Hoosier.
Who was Mysterious?
She was one of the.
She was on like
finalists, quote unquote.
No, and I remember they had her like they did like a freestyle competition.
She was cold though.
Okay.
On MTV.
Brother to the Night says, I hated Mysterious. Smooth Hoosier says she was emotional. Name Jeezy says, laugh out loud. This was 15 years ago. So they talking about, you know, how long ago this was. And Brother to the Night said, nobody cares about Freddie nor the band. So that's what the chat is. That's what the chat is.
You can see all the shows. They were in standard definition.
And listen, when he fought A.E. Ness, though, I laughed.
I only remember really Elliot Ness.
He was called
Ness and Chopper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Babs could spit though.
I remember Babs.
Babs could spit. Yeah.
There was a white dude, wasn't there? They had to put one.
He
white
was a
dude
singer.
There.
He was, but that was on the Day 26 joints.
Donnie Klang.
There you go.
And Dylon, of course.
Dylon.
Dylon didn't even show up to the Dave Chappelle show.
Yeah, I know.
Dylon got hype on a White Club episode because they had the country vibe, like their country's vibe. So I get that. Mm. But after that, I was like, fam, you really ain't.
Dylon was, walking walking by himself downtown during the Black Expo 1 year.
You doing your taxes now? Is that what's happening?
And I said his name, just being funny. He came all the way back and was like, respect. And dapped me up and went on about his business.
Hey, well, why
I was
you,
like, man, that was the most weirdest encounter I've ever
why
had.
Why you say he came all the way back? Like, yeah, walk past you and wanted to come back and make sure he's got that love. That line from the band.
Yeah.
No, I remember Chopper came here for like a back to school.
I ain't mad at Chopper, man.
Where'd he play?
With Russ Parr. I don't know. I can't remember.
Northwest.
It's outside somewhere.
I ain't mad
at
Chopper.
Let me not do Northwest like that.
Yeah. Don't do him like that. All right, man. Let's let's get into this last portion real quick. We got to try to iron out this top 75 producers list. I have a list.
You think we can actually do top 75? Should it be 50?
I don't know. That's what we're
gonna find out.
I have it in the spreadsheet all the way up to number 70. So I want to go through the names real quick.
Who produced Bad Boy This, Bad Boy That?
Don't do that. Let's just kind of go through the list and we'll talk. Long, what's up? How did beat go for Bad Boy This, Bad Boy That?
I still have a Napster rip of that beat.
Rip.
Or maybe it's LimeWire.
Jay Moore, how does the beat go for Tonight by the band?
I don't remember. I've been listening to that show in 15 years.
All right, man.
It doesn't go toot, 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 toot. No.
That was Sarah sang the hook on that. Shout out to Sarah.
Don't do that. Shout out to Sarah, though. Sarah was cold.
I think she did Eye Candy of the Month. That was like her height. I think she was in King Magazine. Shout out to King Magazine.
Well, shout out to King and Sarah. I ain't mad at that. All right, man, let's go down this list.
She was in Black Men Mag.
Well, shout out to Black Men Mag. All right, let's...
had a stack of them.
Let's go to the list, and we'll just kind of do a quick yay or nay. I think we can get through this fast. So, 14KT, we in?
Well, we got to finalize our criteria. Did we finalize the criteria?
Well,
we just going to jump ahead? Like,
I don't think we did. You're right. But I want to get to 75. What you want to do? You want to, because we're missing five. We're missing five.
I think we all just need to add five, honestly, because I think the people that's already on this list are pretty solid.
And then confirm maybe the criteria next week and put it all together. Or
I guess. I do poorly when shit's like, excuse me, I'm gonna have to fix that.
Yeah,
when stuff's out of order. But you know, but we can do whatever. It's all
well,
good.
I mean, if we get these,
well, let's add. We have people in the chat today. We can actually like mention some of these maybe
and see if they have any that we forgot.
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay, so we got. I'll just run down what you had. Lone had a heck of a start. Great start actually. We got 14 KT,
Ninth Wonder. Mm-hmm. What else you have?
I got Ant.
Ant, kill that. Oh. Who else?
Curse word. Apollo Brown.
Apollo Brown, keep going.
Beats by the Pound.
Beats by the Pound.
Big Crit.
Big Crite.
Or Crite. Pink.
Pinky.
Black Milk.
Black Milk, yeah.
Boy Wonder.
Boy Wonder.
Yep. Cooking Soul.
Cooking Soul.
Take the G off. Cool and Dre.
Keep going.
Another one of my interjections, David Banner.
David Banner, okay.
Daz Dillinger.
One of my... I just had to let people know that it was my interjection.
Yeah, I got
to
put that in there.
I don't even think he did. I think I actually made it. But,
what else we got?
I agree with you. Yeah. Denon Porter.
Okay. And else?
You typing fast. DJ Battlecat.
Is that with a K or a C?
C. Diamond D.
Come on.
DJ Babu. Sorry. Jazzy Jeff.
Premier.
Yep. Quick.
Toomp. Great.
Right. Yep.
Easy Mo B.
Z or S?
S.
LP. Eric Sermon. Exile. Flying Lotus. Havoc. Hit Boy. High Tech. Ill Mind. Jay Dilla, Jake One, Just Blaze, Kanye West, Kenny Beats, Crisis, Knowledge, Large Pro, Larry Smith, Lex Luger, Lil Jon, Madlib, Manny Fresh, Marley Marl, Metro Boomin, MF Doom, Mike Will Made It, Necro, 40, or Noah, not knowing about Knots, Odyssey, Organized Noise, Pete Rock, Pharrell, Pimp C, Q-Tip, Questlove, Rick Rubin, RZA, Stro Elliott, Shawty Red, Swiss Beats, Tall Black Guy, The Hitmen, The Neptunes, Timbaland, Trackmasters, and Zaytoven. That gets us to 70.
Probably say DJ Mustard.
I didn't think about that.
DJ Mustard, I'm going to say no from Cunning Linguists.
Probably okay. London on the track?
Jason J.E. Epperson.
Here you go.
Who's that?
Here you go.
He produced basically Nelly's first two albums.
I'll put on there. How do you spell it?
Just if you J E. That's basically what he's going by, J E.
Okay. All right. I wasn't paying any attention. Neptunes. Do we want to have the Neptunes and Pharrell on there separately?
No.
I think we should.
Really? Because really, when it says people be like, oh yeah, Pharrell killed that, it's usually the Neptunes.
There's joints that Pharrell is just
not going they do on. Work separately.
Mm. I will put them on it separately. Now, is there anything else that is there anything that we're missing to extend this past? I think Terry just added one with London, and then Lone added another one. Is there anything that we can add to get this right?
Rick Rock?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's
I ain't mad at that.
Ant Banks.
Yeah, Ant Banks.
All right, add them. Yeah, okay.
I'm not mad at that.
And I think we have Large Pro. We mentioned him, right?
We got Large Pro. We got all of the essentials, is what I would call them. We have those, and then we have some outliers.
Do like, we want to add somebody like Mathematics?
The Ayatollah.
Or Ayatollah.
Young Lord.
Kind of want to put J. Mathematics
what
in.
What about Larry Fisher?
Stevie J is a part. Stevie J is part Mac of what you call it though.
Stevie J's got credits on his own though, sir.
I mean, no, man, I always lump him in.
Not what have about enough stuff?
We have Scott Storch on here.
We don't have Scott Storch on there. Put him in there. That's a good one. Scott Storch got hit records. Yeah,
we got a whole bunch of them.
Larry Fishman. I don't know if Mac
probably didn't do enough.
I don't think he did enough. I think I've did more than Larry Fishman has.
Yeah, talk to him
about Harry Fraud.
Yeah, we should put Harry Fraud on there.
I'm not mad at that.
He did a lot of Currency and Action Bronson. Derringer? Did we even have him mentioned? I don't know if he's...
Derringer's not on the list. I don't have him mentioned in the D's, but I don't know if he's... What y'all think on Derringer? I'm 50. It wouldn't hurt me if Derringer's not on this list.
He pretty much only works with Griselda, right?
And it's recent. Yeah. It's within the past, and, what's what, name? Three
composer,
or 4 years? Now, that dude is called Jace,
Conductor Williams.
Conductor Williams.
Conductor Williams, yeah.
He did a lot of stuff with early on with, he went by D/Will. Mm. He worked with Stick Figure a lot.
Okay.
Who?
Conductor Williams.
Oh, Conductor Williams, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, Derringer, his stuff with Griselda is dope. I just don't know if... A lot of these people have been producing for a long time on this list. If we're trying to be petty, maybe that's petty on my part, but a lot of these people have...
Well, there are some people on that on the MC's list who had been rapping for a long time.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Well, let's just put them on there. I mean, you probably need to add all these names to your master...
I got you.
Eggs.
The
Excel sheet.
I'm at the... Might have to match them with you.
You have to merge cells.
Who else? Who else out here in these streets? Studio Tron? Studio Ton? Studio Ton? I don't know who that is. Who's the guy that, Young RJ? He just not, probably not as, probably not.
Terrace Martin? He did a lot of Kendrick stuff.
Damon Omari.
Yeah.
Oh, what about the Kendrick people like Soundwave?
Soundwave. Yes. Yes. Sound. No. Is it Soundwave?
Yes.
Soundwave. He's cold. Yeah, let's put him in there.
But Soundwave. I don't know about his other work. Maybe DJ, I just need to do my research.
DJ Dahi. Do you guys know him at all?
DJ Dahi is cold. Soundwave. I like Soundwave. I like that.
Dahi produced Money Trees.
I don't know. Does he have? I think Soundwave's off Kendrick alone and TDE. He has enough. I don't know if DJ Dye has
Legendary Trackster.
Legendary Trackster. That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I need to pull up. I have a Scratch magazine somewhere where it's got all the. I just go through those.
Legendary Trackster is a good one because that early Twista. Yeah, he has to be in there. I'm with that.
We want to put the Uma in there.
The Uma,
like when it was I guess it was a combination of Dilla, Q-Tip, and Ali, Shaheed, Muhammad.
I don't know if that's I think that's a niche. I think that's a niche.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Soulquarians.
You know what?
Bit,
we
know?
Forgot. Well, let me see. Let me scroll up to make sure I'm not tripping. The Bomb Squad. Did we put them in there? I don't see the Bomb Squad in there. They
got
to be in there.
You got the list. It's alphabetical order, right?
Yeah, I don't see them. So let's put the Bomb Squad on there.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Bomb Squad. Who else? Got to be missing.
With all the additions, Lone, I think we had 76, if I'm keeping track. I added Derringer.
That's fine. I don't know why 75 was the magic number anyway.
Yeah, I guess it's something we threw out, but I had Derringer, Sky Storch, Ant Bank, Soundwave, Legendary Trackster, and the Bomb Squad added to the master list. Harry Fraud. I forgot that one. Thank you.
Got London on the track, DJ Mustard.
Yeah, he said London on the track, DJ Mustard. No, needs to be on there.
J.E.
Hold on. London on the track, DJ Mustard. Rick Rock.
Ant Banks. Ooh. J.E.
Yep. Is that it?
Gotta put no, K-N-O.
K-N-O, yep.
Yeah, we said Sermon.
That's 83.
Let's see. What about you don't deserve it.
You gotta make sure they
what's his name from Seattle? Vita?
I'm sleep.
I guess if I can't remember his name.
Maybe I'm sleep.
Tall boy Vita.
What about
We want like, what about, this is hip hop producer, so.
Yeah.
What about like RJD2? Is he, I mean, he produced a lot of that stuff around the early LP days and stuff like that, but it might be too underground. I don't know.
You know what? I just thought about something. I'm looking at this list in the DJ section and I must not have copied your list right because I don't see DJ Muggs.
Muggs should be
has to be on there.
That's why my list DJ is Paul the best list.
I copied yours, but I must have copied.
Did you say DJ Paul?
DJ Paul, thank you, sir.
DJ Paul goes on there.
Yep.
This is why we have a Discord list. Literally.
I mean, I got all of them.
No, you don't. A couple of them. The Beat Miners, you definitely didn't have them either.
About the Beat Nuts.
Interesting one. Havoc. I think you said Havoc. Right?
Havoc's already on there, yeah.
Well. Yeah. Okay.
A-Rab Beats.
A-Rab Beats. Yep. Yeah, he should be on there.
That was A-Rab Music.
Yeah, it is. It is A-Rab Music. Yeah, it's A-Rab Music.
A-Rab Music. Beat Minus, DJ Paul, DJ Mug. 87. That's 87.
88 Keys. How'd we forget him?
I
feel like the industry forgot him.
Yeah.
Mm. If he gets his credit.
He's in that Kanye camp.
Means he might not get his credit.
Yeah. Oh, Mike Dean.
Mike Dean. More key work, but he's still in there.
Yeah. I wasn't ready for doing the list. I was going to put more time into this, but this works. I think we have at least enough. If anybody else has any other names, just hit the Discord up.
This is a good list.
Drop them in there.
This is a good list. This is a really good list. 89 right now.
All right.
All right.
That's a good list.
Well, that's what continue to build in the Discord.
Indeed.
Continue. I hope that we have enough time. So, Tyler the Creator.
Oh, that boy is talented, man.
Yeah. I'd
have to see what he's, how much of his stuff that he's produced, but he's cold on the beat.
I would put Tyler in there, though, I think.
You think, go ahead and throw him in there?
Yeah, I think put Tyler in there.
I think he's nice.
Haji
Beats. I dropped off, didn't he? Haven't heard him in a minute.
Yeah.
So Haji, maybe.
I like Tyler the Creator. I like that. Like that a lot.
God, I know we're missing so many people.
It's hard, man.
There's a who's the guy for People Under the Stairs who produced for them? name. I gotta look it up real quick.
Trying to figure out who Studio Ton is.
Is Kanye on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we got him. You know who we forgot? Maybe he was on. Let me look on this.
Best One.
Best One?
Best One should probably be on there. Underground guy. But
I don't know why this didn't copy over. No ID.
Yeah, no ID.
Yeah. Scroll through the.
Either way, we're working off the Discord list, Mike.
That's the one I copied. I guess all of them didn't come over.
Dude from Black Moon.
Yeah.
Evil D.
Evil D, I guess Evil that would D. be. Or would you yeah. count him as just the beat miners with him and.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Maybe Walt.
Yeah. All right. I think that does probably do it for.
The Discord today. List did not have Buck Wild.
Buck Wild, the Rock mm-hmm. Wilder as well.
Mm hmm.
94.
Studio Ton does E40 and the Click stuff.
Oh, okay, okay.
He did,
okay.
He did Hurricane.
Okay, okay. Good call.
All right. Yeah, I think that works for today.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we had 94 as of today.
All right.
We'll probably get to a solid 100 once.
Yeah, there'll be 6 more to fill it out. I can see
sure.
I'll send you this.
I think Smooth Hoosier's the only one left.
Okay.
After our failure of the internet.
Well, I guess that'll do it for this episode. We appreciate the patience with y'all in the chat out there. And as always, newoldheads.com for all the education you need this year for us. We appreciate the support as always. And we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.